Can you how's it going, bud?
Hey, Corey.
Is there any chance you can give me? We got to make a decision because we put out a lot of money in the last week or so, and I got them. I just don't know if I have the money right now. I mean, I would love to do it with you, but I have to. I won't know if what I'm getting on this next check for Velco until tomorrow. I'm sorry.
So
I'm not trying to be rude or anything.
No, you're good. I actually appreciate you being candid with me, because otherwise, you know, I can't really help you. Closed mouth don't get fed, right? As I tell people all the time.
You got that right.
So it's the cost, really, is the only thing that's holding you back?
Well, no, I don't have a problem paying the $299, but I got employees to pay, you know what I mean? And I don't know if they're giving me both my checks for this week or not until tomorrow. If I'm getting both the checks this week, then I'll be able to. If I don't, I have to pay my employees first. My employees come first and foremost, no matter what. And I will starve before I not, you know, before my guys go. And I know they're my sons, and they're very, you know, nice about, you know, about, hey, you can wait, da da da. But I'm not like that. I don't want nobody to suffer because I didn't get a paycheck. You know what I mean?
I agree. Likewise, I am not a fan of starving. I try to be as far away from starving as possible.
Yeah, me too.
I wake up every morning like trying to figure out how we can get further and further from that point. But what I was asking, and just to kind of paint the picture for you, so our company, we're not Google. We're next to Google. We're a Google partner. They have final say on everything. We're kind of like their workhorse, if you will. When a spot opens up, they give my reps, like you were speaking with at the beginning of the call, a list of the qualified businesses in the area. So they're calling out to GCs in the area and prospecting it. Once they fill that listing, I got nothing to sell you. The other stuff, the site and all that stuff, it's great, you know what I mean? But it's not going to do what the first page placement on Google is going to do. That's where 90% of your customers are going to make their decision. They're not usually going to page two. So, you know, having that availability and capitalizing on that spot while we have the availability is the key. I don't want to miss that opportunity because sometimes it takes like a year, you know, 6 months for another one opens up. Like I said, unless these guys act like an a-hole, that's the only time I have another spot open up or if they relocate to another area.
All right, let's do it.
You want to give it a shot?
Yeah, it's $299 down today.
Yep, that's it, and that'll lock in until the 19th of August, and then it'll stay $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us on that first page, assuming all your reviews are coming back good. Like I said, you're cutting out. Are you still with me?
All right, yeah, let's do it.
Okay. All right, so I'm gonna verify some basic information. Your first name is just Corry.
It's Corry.
Okay. And then last name?
It was not two R's. Baker, B-A-K-E-R.
That was a stutter on my part.
You're all good.
Okay. And then this phone number is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
So it's this number or 219-200-9720. That's my wife's number.
Okay, I'll add her to the account so that way she can make changes. Or if I ever get a call from that number, I know.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm on the job site all the time, so if you get a phone call, 99% of the time, it's gonna be from her.
Okay.
Yeah.
No worries.
She runs all the office work anyway. So.
Yeah, she's gonna need it anyway then, because the tracking system that I give you is really gonna be her go-to pipeline for landing new clients for you. You know?
If you're listening, so.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, obviously, we try to encourage all the people to call you guys directly as a live call, which will go straight through to her. But if you miss the calls or whatever's happening out there, for whatever reason you're missing the calls, there's a tracking system that we'll give her access to. It's just a username and a password. And she can go in there, and it'll save their number and what they were looking for. It'll also record the calls if she wants to kind of, like, fine-tune a sales pitch for your company or kind of go back and look back on what you're getting from the campaign. That'll be a good tool for her to be able to log into and kind of oversee everything rather than have 100 different bills floating around wondering, you know, what's going on and how to manage it all. Okay.
Okay.
What's the business email address where I could send you the receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing?
Baker6255@gmail.com.
Okay. Baker6255@gmail. Okay. And what's your other half's first name?
Amy, A-I-M-E-E.
Okay. Last name Baker, right?
Yes.
Five boys, better be.
She kind of was stuck with that because, like, my first, like, every firstborn in the Baker family, their middle name has to be Frank. So, I was the only male. My dad has two brothers, and they all had daughters. And every other uncle, cousin, or anybody, they all had daughters. So I was the only male to keep the family name alive.
Nice.
So luckily I made five more so that way they can keep going with it.
Yeah, the heir to the throne, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. You know what that reminds me of is Cheaper by the Dozen.
Yeah, there you go. That's one of our favorite movies right there.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I love that movie. If my wife can handle it, I would have a bunch more, but I told her after the last one, I need to take it easy, so see a little.
No, we were done, so she's sniffing clips and I'm sniffing clips. So
yeah.
I'm 45.
That's a lot of headaches.
I'm 45, she's 41, and we're done. So,
yeah.
I mean, next stage is grandbabies, but I mean, we had ours, we were kind of, you know, young. You know, my wife was actually 16 when we had our first kid.
Wow.
So we were young and stupid, but my wife has a college degree. She went farther in school. I've only got a high school diploma. She's went further than I did, and she had our kid when she was 16 and finished her high school off by the time she was 17. And graduated a year early, you know, and then was in college her senior year.
She's the brain to your brawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's
like
both.
She's both.
No, she's both because she used to roof with me side, like back when I was pretty, you know, the kids were little on a Saturday or Sunday, she would come out and roof with me, side with me, install windows. She would do all of it, so, you know,
that's
she
awesome.
Put up her belt.
Honestly, I feel horrible every day when I go home to see, because my wife's probably about 5'2". I'm the brains and the brawn, and those boys just run her ragged all day.
my wife weighed 123 pounds when we first got together, and
yeah.
She's 5'1", and she's 93 pounds. Actually, a bundle of shingles weighs as much as
her. She's tiny, too.
So, yeah, she's a little one.
That's nice. Yeah, I always laugh at my wife. I tell her my 2-year-old's already more than half her size. I'm like, what are you gonna do? You know, both these boys are gonna be bigger than you. The 5-year-old's almost caught up.
You want to hear into something funnier? Me and I'm 5'9", my wife's 5'1", and my youngest son is about 5'9", but every other son we have is 6 foot or 6'3" or 6'2".
Oh wow. Why does that happen? That happened with my grandfather, too, actually. The Blodgetts, they had 9 of them. My grandfather was in 9, and they had 6 boys. And my great-grandmother, his mother, was like 4'10", and she had 9 kids. And then they were all bigger than her, every single one. Like, nobody could believe it. Like, that's the wrong little person to mess with.
and my wife will be the first one, like, the boys will be downstairs. We usually got 10 or 12 wrestlers at the house during the year, you know, especially during school season. And my wife walks down there, and she don't give a shit who's on the mat. You can be a heavyweight or a lightweight, and she'll get right in there with you. If you're not doing a move right and she notices, she'll show you how to do it, too. So,
that's awesome.
She ain't scared.
I bet they're so proud of her. Yeah, that's great, you know.
Yep.
You're like, oh,
yep.
I get my toughness from my mama.
That's right.
That's awesome. I love that. I could honestly say the same, though. I feel like my mom's family is, you know, they got Irish and Italian. They're just very feisty. She's always very feisty, and I think I kind of got a lot of that from her. My dad was just kind of like, whatever she says. Big, big, strong guy, but he was just, whatever she says.
Yeah, my dog is taller than her and outweighs her by like 155 pounds.
So, what do you got, a Mastiff? That sounds like a
yes,
huge dog.
Do.
Yeah, okay.
Yes,
I was
do.
Gonna say I love those dogs. They're awesome.
Mine she looks like a tiger.
Yeah,
so
that's
she's
what
a,
I want to
get. Orange and dark brown Brenda.
I'm just waiting for my youngest. Maybe when he's like five, then you know I don't want it to turn into my job. I want them to be able to clean up the poop and feed them. And, you know what I mean? So I'm kind of waiting.
You know,
for that.
I understand that one too. So,
yeah, I'm not trying to have another kid.
So we feed well. She is another kid because actually we feed her raw. So she's on a she gets liver and tenderloin
got a nice
ribeye
coat.
Steak.
Mm-hmm.
But we do feed her dry too. The Acana
mix it in a little bit.
Mix it in a little bit with her meal, so that way she gets a little bit of the dry too. But
nice dogs.
Yeah, she thinks she's like 10 pounds. She lays on me every day. So. Yeah, she lays on my lap.
Still a baby. Yeah, the thing about those ones, too, you got to really soak it in because, you know, they say because they're so big and the stress on their heart, you know, it can kind of lower the life expectancy of the Mastiff, if it's an English Mastiff.
She's a muscle Mastiff. She's a Bordeaux.
Okay.
Mastiff and an English Mastiff mix.
Wow.
So
okay.
her chest is probably like 55 inches around.
Yeah.
And then her neck, I got her a gold chain and I had to get her the biggest one that they had and it was 22 inches around.
Scared the crap out of people, but probably a sweetheart, huh?
everybody that's inside the house is okay, but if you walk past the house, she has literally pushed the storm door and the trim brick mold off the door off of the bottoms because she's got so much weight when she goes forward. So I had to take like 3.5-inch back screws.
Got me thinking
about
Sandlot.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I would love for her to be that big, but I don't think she's probably going to be about 170 in the end.
Yeah, that's huge. Growing up, I had a blue nose pit bull. It was my favorite dog. I had it from when I was 6 years old to 16. And so I grew up with that dog, and it was my best friend. But he was 130 pounds. He's a big boy. And he's the sweetest, smartest dog. Like, they have this bad reputation. Everybody thinks pit bulls are so dangerous. I go walking
them
down.
American
pit they were great. Yeah, he was great.
Yeah.
He was the sweetest thing, smartest thing. But every time we go walking him down the street, people walk on the other side of the road.
our American pit bull, she was all white, but she had a black spot right above her tail top. And it was a brindle spot, actually. It was black and brown.
Nice.
But she lived for 14 years. She died of cancer about 2 years ago. That's how we got this one.
Gotcha.
And she was like Dino from, you ever seen the cartoon Flintstones?
Yeah.
The little dinosaur that ran and jumped, made Fred fall over every time he came home from work. That was my American pit bull. I don't think I ever heard that dog growl at anybody. She never, like, even when she was old, you know how they get grumpy?
Yeah.
She never sniffed at anybody or
it's
anything. I mean, she was.
It's all about the owner, you know. When you have them in the house their whole life, they convince they're a person too, you know. If you take care of them, if you treat them like an animal, then they act like an animal, you know. But if you
domesticate
them,
the worst thing you can do with a dog is hit them. You know, they're going to remember that.
Don't
and the
hit
them. Going to hold aggression.
That I had, we named him Ali because we picked him up from the pound, actually. He was like a purebred kennel dog, but somebody bought him and then they had boxers and the boxers didn't like him. So they took him to the pound. They were like, we're not going to get rid of our boxers that we had for years for this puppy. So they turned him to the pound and we ended up getting him for like $100. I like begged my mom for him. And I remember that. And we had him in the house ever since. I used to sleep on him like a pillow. He would jump into the bed and lay at the top of the bed and I'd lay on him ever since he was like a puppy and he never grew out of it. So he always was in the house for like his entire life. He was convinced he was a person. He knew how to shut off the light. He knew when I was telling him, hey, it's time to go potty. This is my opportunity to go, you know, outside and, you know, go to the bathroom and whatnot. It was like having a little person around you. So smart. Yeah. I love dogs. Yeah. One of these days I'll get another one, but I just want my voice to be big enough to take care of it. So that way it's not all on me, you know.
I'm always
working too. So somebody got to watch them.
All right. You got to always have somebody.
Yeah. Needs some attention all the time. I don't want him just sitting somewhere on his own, you know. But they're going to send a postcard to you in the mail. This process is called a PIN verification. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business, Corey, and you'll get this little shield and check mark on your Google business profile, and it lets the customers know that you've been screened. You know, it tells them, like, you're legit, and you're safe to go with. If you want to hire them for any jobs, you know, we have all these things. So they'll send that postcard out. We get that five-digit number, and they're also going to ask you to send in some photos to this email. And basically the photos are going to ask you for a series of different things. It might be like an invoice, photo of the workplace, things like that. You want to fill it out as much as you can. If there's some things missing, that's fine. We could still bypass it since we're a Google partner and you're working with us directly, but want to try to get that filled out as much as possible so that way we can add that credibility factor. But what I was going to ask you, is this 906 174th Street the best address for me to send that postcard?
Yes.
Okay. It's literally a postcard. You can tell Amy, too. It says Google right on it. I'll have the business name on it, and there's a little five-digit number on the back. I'm going to need that number from you, though, when it comes in.
Okay.
Okay. And then for the website, did you have a logo established for your company already? Or, like, maybe a family photo or something? We can. Okay. Yeah, if you could send in the photos here, I'm going to text you this email address. It's real easy. It's just photos@localsplash.com. And if you could send in any photos that you want to use to start up the website and any logo that you have, we'll have that attached. And we're going to buy the domain. We'll do all the graphic design on it, but we want to have real photos up there, not just use generic ones that we have.
Okay. Oh, so you mean just start, like, loading new pictures? If you only knew how many pictures that are in my phone, you would
send it. You ever seen those nice custom websites? No, seriously, we're building you a custom website. So, like, there's a gallery in here. Like, if you got before and after shots of work that you've done, or if you want to add, like, a family photo as the background and then the logo on there, send them in. Send it in. Like, we'll fully customize it. If you send them to that email, they'll come through on the quality that they're on the device that you took them on. So, you know, send them in and then keep sending them as the jobs come in, because people might reference that and that might make a buying decision for them. Maybe they'll see something that you've done already in the past and go, oh, I want that exactly, you know, and then they'll call you up and it's a done deal, you know.
So, okay. Yes,
and all the tools that we can have to kind of help them make their decision by the time they call you, then we'd want to have it, you know. I work with a guy. I just started working with him like 3 months ago. He called me up yesterday, and he paid for the whole year. He paid $3,600 for the whole year. I gave him a deal. And it was because the first 2 months, he had gotten these jobs, three of them, that were 20 grand a pop. He was a deck builder. And so these were like 30 by 30 decks that people wanted to have built for summertime where he was at. But he landed three of them. So he got like almost 60 grand off of it in like a 2-3 month period of being up there. You know, so he called me up and goes, okay, just leave it up there for the rest of the year. But his feedback to me was he used HomeAdvisor kind of like you were using. And his feedback was, oh, I used to get a bunch of leads off HomeAdvisor, but they were crap because they charged me by the leads. So they would just send me a bunch of them. I would get less leads from Google, but they're more quality.
For the first month, I paid $490 for the leads that I got. I had one guy. I handed him the price for the siding, and I know what union prices are. I know what two Mexican dudes in a truck with a warranty, as far as their license plate goes. I know pricing. I've been doing this shit since I was 11 years old.
Yeah.
And I handed him the price for it, and he laughed in my face and slammed the door on me.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
And then I had another customer call me out, came out there, didn't answer the door, called me back, went out, didn't answer the door. So, I mean, you know,
it
I don't like
the
to talk bad. Yeah, I don't like to talk bad about anybody because I don't want bad karma for myself. But like I told the other lady, I've never advertised, ever. I've never had to. I have a customer base. The only reason I did Angie's List is to take up because I actually subcontract for Felco.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever heard of them. They're the huge, like.
Huge. Yeah, they're all over.
I do their VIP project. So I'm the guy that comes in and does. So they have a window side of company, and then they got a siding, soffit, fascia, and gutter side company. Well, I'm both. So if you
so you've been feeding off of that.
If you spend 110, 120 grand and you get, the only thing I don't do is the roofs anymore because my knees are shot. But if they come in and you're doing $120,000 job, I'm the one that's doing it. Because instead of sending a window crew out and then sending a separate siding crew out, you know, I'm the guy, I do both. So I'm able to come in and do the whole project. So that way the only person you deal with is me. So But we're having issues with getting vinyl in, or their windows aren't coming in right, or this Wilson's waiting on this. So I was doing that to fill in the potholes when I'm not working, so I can
keep
my guys making money. You know what
keep
I mean?
Keep you consistent, yeah.
So
well, this will definitely keep you consistent.
We went. And I, like I said, I already gave them. I just gave them $300 plus another $490 in less than 2 weeks.
God. Okay. Yeah, no, we're going to steal you from that. Like I said, if you're going to compare these two side by side, have Amy watch the tracking system, and then you compare what you spent on this versus what you could what you spent on that and what you got in return, it's going to be apples and oranges. You know, I think I'm going to save you money and make you more at the same time. But that's what I was trying to tell you about this other client of mine, is that he was telling me, hey, he was getting a lot more leads. But the leads that he were getting were crap like that, where he had guys slamming the door in his face, just getting quotes, you know, kind of wasting his time. This one, he said he got a little bit less on the volume of leads, but the leads were so high quality, he said almost every single one of them that called him that he picked up, they converted into jobs. And that's the difference, is we're not going, hey, get the cheapest price. Home Advisor tells them, hey, we're going to connect you with multiple trusted professionals. So the people that go to that, they know right out of the gate, okay, it's free for me to go to Home Advisor, fill out this form, and I'm going to have five contractors quote me on the same job, and I'm going to pick the cheapest one. They don't know that you guys are paying those lead fees on the back end. And the ones that do know, most of the time, don't care either, you know? So,
and then I also had a customer, which I did get the job from, said that she couldn't get no contractor to come out. I was the first one, and she did it like 3 weeks ago.
Wow!
So that's, you know, crazy. I mean, you know, I'm still gonna do, because I already paid for the whole year, which was $300 bucks.
No, yeah, leave yourself up there. It's not a bad thing.
No,
I mean,
no,
honestly,
I haven't shut off because the way
the way I send in leads is ridiculous.
Every 2.5 minutes, I have a new lead.
Oh yeah, and then they're dinging your account one after the other.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I know how that goes. So this is just a flat rate. You know, we have you up there. You'll be able to see yourself up there. The people will call you directly off the first page. If you guys get 100 calls or bills, the same. But these people are calling you live. So it's not like a lead. You got to, oh, hurry up, jump on it, call them back. Like when you answer your phone, there's a person there on the other end that actually dialed you, you know. So you might not have the huge volume of it, because the volume is coming from them sending you leads that might even be a week old and just kind of getting them to you as quick as they can so they could charge you. Us, it's just live people calling you. So you might not have as many of them coming through, but the ones that are coming through are a lot better quality and they're a lot more likely to convert.
They want that. See, that's what I'm looking for. I'm wanting the ones that
actually. Yeah, they've already looked up your reviews. They've already looked up your website. They've already seen that you're Google verified, you know, so that you have all those credibility factors. They've already made up their mind by the time they called you.
All right, well,
yeah.
What's the next step?
So I got photos, a client interview. So, oh, here, let me actually get your hours of operation first. How do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
So, what is, Is that office hours or like
for them to call? For them to call, because there's a little open and closed icon on your listing. So that if they see it, if they see it's closed, then they're probably not going to be inclined to call you. But I could also do like an 24/7 emergency services. I don't know if you really have emergency services, but occasionally. I have guys where they'll set hours and then they'll put emergency services too. That way if they call you after hours or have you go out and work after hours, they know it's an extra charge.
Okay, let's do from 7 to 7.
7 to 7. Okay. We going Monday through Friday or what about the weekends?
No weekends. Just Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Emergency, no, because I can, the whole thing is something, you know, if I'm busy during the week, I can set up all my, you know, like job interviews from 5 to 7, or, you know, after 5 o'clock so I can get through my workday.
Why don't I do this?
On Saturday.
Why don't I do this? So I'll go 7 to 7 Monday through Friday are your work hours. I'll do Saturday and Sunday by appointment only. So they could still call. But you're not actually expected to work.
Okay, I like that.
Then you could just schedule them out for during the week, you know?
Okay, yes, sir.
Yeah, because you got to think that your ideal clients are going to be like us, you know, they're going to work during the daytime.
I understand that. That's also why I said at 7, because most people work from 9 to 5 or 7 to 3. And
right,
it gives them a,
right.
But that's why I was worried to say on Saturday, because every homeowner is at home during the weekend. And they like to, you know, some people are like, well, I got to work all week. Can we do it on Saturday?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or, hey, I got to work on Saturday morning. Are you available Sunday?
Yeah. No, I know. I'm that guy. I'm that guy. I'll hire contractors, but I like to be there when they're there. Yeah.
No, I understand that. So.
Yeah. It's because I got little ones and a wife, and I'm kind of just, you know, patriarchy everything. So it's kind of overwatching.
No, hey. Be paranoid, especially if, man, look, I was born in 78, so I graduated in 96. Things were a lot different back then.
Oh, I know.
A lot different back then. I know.
It's crazy. I've even considered homeschooling my oldest and you know, I've already, because we're right in that phase, you know, my youngest was born during the pandemic, but even after then, that's when all this nonsense happened. It's like the Dems took over, pandemic was going on, and then all this anti-Christianity stuff going on, and
I'll let you know I'm very Christian, so.
Me too.
I understand if you're not, but I am.
I can tell. No, I'm the same way, yeah.
So. That's another thing. That's another thing you'll notice at the wrestling tournaments. There ain't too much woke or
I don't like that nonsense.
Dumb ignorant shit like that either.
Yeah,
there,
have
you know
the boys
what I mean?
Over there trying to wrestle the girls and get my gun.
But you know what? Hey, so they give you the options in these club tournaments. So if your daughter, say you have a daughter and she wants to wrestle against a boy. She has that choice, you know what I mean?
Wow.
But they have girls against guys. But I'm going to be honest with you.
I guess that's okay when they're
these
so young,
girls
though,
that come into these guys'
fast.
Tournaments,
yeah.
Hey, these girls
they're
that
strong.
Come into these guys' tournaments, they ain't no joke. They ain't there to play around. They're
I noticed
they're
that
coming out there to whoop your ass.
With my cousin, though, I was telling you that does the wrestling out here. His daughters are like a year younger than the boys. It went boy, girl, boy, girl, boy. And then, like, the daughters are, like, a head, shoulders above them. Like, the women just grow a lot faster. I noticed that in the beginning, at least. And then they kind of stunt, and the boys just keep going up. So it's not really, I don't think there's that much of a disadvantage until they get to, like, their teen years. And then it's like, okay, you know, then the guy starts outgrowing them. But I noticed that, actually. Like, my nieces, I have a brother who has two boys, and I have a sister that has two girls and a boy. And they're way bigger than my nephew. That's 9 or 10. They're like in that age group. The girls are way bigger and they're way more solid. The boys are just kind of skinny and wild.
I'm not trying to cut you short, but
I know. I'll wrap
it
up.
That I have to be with at 5:30. So
all right,
we gotta get on the move.
I'm gonna wrap it up. So, client interview tomorrow. Usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes. need an hour window to complete it. All general knowledge questions, nothing difficult, but we just want to make sure we're listing it for the right services, the right areas, and then get an idea on what you guys want the website to look like.
All righty.
Okay, what's a good time tomorrow? I'm going to schedule it.
We have, so it'll be 6:30?
6:30,
yeah,
okay.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. 7 o'clock, because I have an appointment at 5:30.
7 o'clock's too late. The last that we have tomorrow would be between 5 and 6. At the latest.
We'll have to do 6, because I got to be at that customer's house at 5:30.
Okay. They're going to schedule it between 5 and 6. I'll put a note in there, though, to kind of try to have it wrapped up and done by 5:30.
Okay. Is there anything, you know what, do you want to do it on Friday? Is there a chance? No.
I mean, we could, but I want to get it going. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're
fine. That's fine. We'll do it. We'll just say, if I'm talking with the customer, I'll figure it out. You can talk.
I'll text you an hour before just to get you a heads up. What was that, Amy?
They're going to call at 5.
Yeah, that's fine. It's all general knowledge stuff. They're not going to ask you anything. Like, you don't got to hop on a computer or anything. They just want to know, like, what you do and don't do, right? So we want to be very specific on how we're listing you. We don't want you getting calls and you finding out, like, after 10 minutes talking to this person, that you can't even help them. You know what I mean? So we have ways of threading through that if we customize the campaign based on the services that you offer, because they're only going to see you if they type in that service, right? And then the service area, and then, of course, the website. So, you know, with the website, we'll do like a rough draft of it. We'll get it going how we envision or how we feel that you're describing it to us, and then we'll send it over to you for approval. And if you ever want to change anything to it, the hosting's a part of it. You could change it 100 different times until it looks how you want it to look, you know?
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. So I got that scheduled, and then, like I said, I'll text you an hour before just to confirm and give you guys a heads up. If anything changes, we could always reschedule it, but I'd rather get it done sooner rather than later. And then
no, I'd rather get it done sooner than later, too.
Yeah. I'm like, it's a month-to-month service, so the only way I get my clients to come back is I'm making them money, and then they don't have a problem keep paying for it each month.
Yep.
All right. So, and then I just got to secure their first month's payment. So how did you want to do that?
Credit card.
Okay. Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under both, business name with my name under it, or my name with the business name on it.
General Construction, LLC. Okay, and is the billing address the same as the street address that I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
All right, I'm ready for you, Corey.
5580.
5580.
Yes. 9846.
9846.
2473.
2473.
1552.
1552. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0627.
0627, and then 3-digit code on the back.
325.
325. Okay, and Amy can hear us, right?
Yes.
Okay. I have the 9270 number as the number for receiving text messages from our company. So you're going to get a receipt, Amy, and you're going to get an outline of the agreement here in writing. At the bottom of that, it's got to be signed off on, and then we sent a hard copy of this over to the email so you guys could write it off later. So you'll have an outline of it and the invoice receipt there. Okay. Moving forward, we'll send all receipts to the business email so that way you guys have it on file. You can write it off as a business expense down the line. But I just wanted her to get a heads up on the subscription terms. You got to get that signed off on. And then there's also going to be another one that says photos for Google verification. And it's going to ask for a series of photos just for us to do that advanced verification that we talked about.
Okay.
Okay. I'm also going to send a copy of my number over there around the same time. I'm going to have it set up to automatically message it to you in about 60 seconds here. And then if you have questions, comments, or concerns on any of it or along the way, you could call me directly. We also have a 24/7 customer service available to you guys if it's after my traditional hours.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right, Corey. So, yeah, look out for that text. I know you're trying to get out the door, but let me get you through this voice verification. It's like 60 seconds. I'll go as fast as possible, and then we're good to go until tomorrow, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
DC General Construction, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Corey Frank Baker, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you guys are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
All right. It's not saying you can't
do
anything extra.
You already know who the other person is.
Yeah. We already know what you're doing now. It's just saying, you shouldn't need anything else really after today with the platinum package I set you up with. But if you're going to add anything, we just want to make sure you're not duplicating anything or like paying for something we're already doing for you.
Yes, sir. No, I understand completely.
Okay. And it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's July 19th, 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's a platinum package bundle. So I've included the custom website design for you guys at no additional cost. And I've also waived the setup fee that's affiliated with your campaign. Now, this rate is locked in indefinitely. So as long as you're with us, you'll have that discounted pricing structure. It's set up to automatically renew each month on the 19th day. Now, again, we do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You may discontinue at any time. There are no cancellation fees, penalties of any kind. If you are going to discontinue, we ask that you contact us before the next billing is due so we can stop your billing cycle, but there's no fees or anything like that. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process that first month's payment. Like I said, look out for the receipts. I'll also send over my contact information, and then you guys are good to go until tomorrow between 5 and 6 for that client interview.
All right. Thank you, sir. It was nice talking to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to working with you, too. Like I said, if you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns, or if there's anything that we could do to make your experience with us that much better, let us know. You know, like I said, it's got to work for you in order for it to work for us. So just keep us in the loop.
Yes, sir. I will.
All right, I'll talk
to you
soon.
Your number will be texted to the 9720 number.
I'm going to manually send it right now. Right now. Hold on 1 second. Bear with me for a moment. Oh, where is it? They have like an automated message that I could send with my... There it is. Okay. Boom. Bam. Sent. So she's going to get it here. And on that same line, she's going to get an outline of the agreement. It'll say, like, Corey, thank you for choosing Local Splash, and it'll have an outline of it. It'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. So, obviously, you want to go through that. It has everything outlined in black and white, all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, billing date, cancellation policy. It's all in there.
All right.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you again
thank
for signing
you very
up.
Thank sir.
Yes, sir. Go knock out that job, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.